Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We'll move on, okay? We're heading into the holiday season, so we're going to get some tips on how to make your home less attractive to burglars while you're away. And I'm joined again by Peter Murray, Director at the Security Institute of Ireland. Welcome back, Peter.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
So, Peter, you had good tips for us in the autumn, so we want the summer tips now. So, what do you do when you're heading away for a while?
Well, take it personally. What I would do is I would make sure my alarm is on. I make sure my windows and my exterior doors are locked. All my interior doors I will leave unlocked and ajar. My curtains and blinds I would leave open. Now, don't have to be fully open, but I don't
for a
mind.
Transparent it. House, practically.
If I can see in and I can see through your house, you're hiding nothing. So the brother goes, I've no wonder here. There's no closed door. There's nothing. I wonder what's behind that door. And don't forget, it was the case that they say to themselves during the holidays, well, your bits and pieces are gone as well. Your money is gone with you. So why would I get into your house? I would do my utmost to have a car in the drive. We've just finished research now with the Security Institute of Ireland, and we have met many courier companies. And we've asked them, when you arrive at a house to do a delivery and there's a card in the drive, what do you say? Great, there could be somebody here. But when you arrive at a house and there's no card in the drive, I might have to come back. Do I put it over the fence? Do I put it in the green bin? Where a card in the drive really is one of the best deterrents you're going to have.
What if you're bringing the car on holidays?
Well, if you can, there's always, it's wrong to say always, but again, from Security Institute of Ireland, we're creating a system called Crime Prevention Through Community Involvement, where we have neighbours that will help one another. Would you mind putting your car in my drive? Would you mind taking my bin in? Simple things. And by the way, please spend no money. Why are we spending money on technology? Because people are confusing technology with security. Security is a good lock on your door. Security is not these magic bells or these massive CCTV. That's all designed for industrial estates, not for the domestics.
So a lot of people now do have those camera doorbells.
Yes. Like, and has it stopped?
No.
Has it stopped them? No.
Do you not get some footage for the guards afterwards, maybe?
And guard,
get on crime line.
Guard, who's that? Oh, I don't know. Sure, isn't he wearing a mask? Do you not know what he looks like by the look of his eyes? No, please, no. That's the confusion. People are spending money in what we say in the wrong area. We need people to say to themselves, look, let's have a little neighbourhood watch here. One of the best deterrents in any neighbourhood that actually helps people go back out walking the streets, reduces mental stress, is if you see somebody on the road, just say hello. You don't need a full conversation. But if that person, let's just say, was an ill-doer, they will say to themselves now, I've been noticed. They know what I look like. They have an idea what I'm wearing, my height. So simple things, simple cost-neutral things. And one of the other things I will do is I will give a spare key to a trusted neighbour. That spare key is not to be used if the alarm goes off. Because if the alarm goes off, that spare key is for the Gardaí to go in. Because you don't want your neighbours going, I'm getting a smack. You just don't. That spare key is a post. Take in the post. Adjust the blinds. Do milk. Wherever there is. Simple, cost-neutral things. People are over-exaggerating security.
So what should people do if the alarm does go off
in
your neighbour's house? Ring the guards.
Ring the guard, and be there to hand the key to the guards. In you go, guards. But in reality, burglaries nowadays. Now, we're all discussing what we call random burglaries. And through random burglaries now, we're working from the Security Institute of Ireland now, what we call the 7 second rule. Now, the 7 second rule is, and this is a study done by scholars, that the average person or average burglar makes a first impression within 7 seconds. And that's what a burglar does. What do I see when I see your house? What do I see? What is it that's the attractor? Because we'll have things like, the window is open. And people say to us, the window is very high. They won't climb in that. Maybe they won't, but is the alarm on? There's no way the alarm is on with that window open. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to get into your house, but what I am saying is they may attempt it and they're going to damage. And a lot of the new windows and doors are very expensive. They're part of the home. And you don't want your doors or windows being damaged. From the Security Institute now, we want people just off your street. Minimise the attractors, particularly refuse bins. And there's two types of refuse bins, by the way. There's the one that's full, that's left in, that's left out, say, on a Saturday, not right. being collected till Monday. Now you're telling me you're not here. Then you have the bin that's been emptied, but it's still at the end of the road. Why? And these are what we call the attractors. They're bringing people onto your street.
Any other attractors?
Windows being opened.
Yeah.
You know, it's very difficult sometimes because there is no answer.
What about the, you know, the motion sensor lights? Now, a guard told me recently that they will disrupt, that what you want to do is disrupt them before they come near the place, and that if the light goes on, that they'll tend to move on to the next place.
I'm going to tell you at my home, I have exterior lights. They're all on solar panels, so they're cost neutral. They don't cost you anything to run. But you must set outside lights on what we call the 5 second rule. And why the 5 second rule? Imagine you're now in your car and you see a car in front and it indicates straight away a flashing light. Oh, the same with your outside lights. We want them coming on for no more than 5 seconds. So now they become a flash. Because if it's on any longer, sure, that light's always on. It's not always on. But if it flashes, it's the, I wonder, what is it? Even passing Gardaí can go, that's unnatural. Let's just have a quick look.
Okay.
And again, I'm saying to you, spend no money. Cost neutral, running cost is none. And
what about leaving the radio on? Like you'd leave it on to Radio 1 where there's good lively conversation going on 24 hours of the day. People think, what's life going on in that house?
Yeah, okay. Taking that on board, I'm going to say, if I have to hear your radio, I'm at your house now.
Okay.
No, I want it from Security and Surveillance. I want you back on the road. I don't want you coming to my house because now that's the attractor. Oh, and by the way, if I can hear your radio or these flashing things for the television, you're all in the living room, aren't you? I'll come in the back of your house because I've picked your house now. You've given me the right to come to your house because you have bits and pieces going on. I'll see that and I'll go, by the way, when I say I mean them.
Yeah.
Just to clarify
you know,
that.
You know way too much, so I wonder about your past, yeah.
Well, the training we get through the Security Institute of Ireland is just phenomenal. Like, the Security Institute has masters, they have doctors of security, and all we do is discuss.
Okay. What about clothes on the washing line? Some people seem to leave boots or runners out at the back door kind of thing.
Everything you want to do is nice because security is very personal. It's what you feel happy with. Yeah. Some people will go, that's ridiculous, the clothes are going to get dirty. No. Ideally, please keep them away from your house altogether. But the big problem you will have is if you have attractors, people might not look at your house. But it is the case that they go into your next door neighbours and look over their fence. Now what do they see? It's keeping, as I say, keeping the area safe and clean. Make it nice and tidy. And the burglars, they will pass by. Because the pickings are not there. There's no easy pickings.
Do people's houses get robbed much when they're away on holidays?
They get attempted. Because once I realise you're away, your money is gone. Your bits and pieces are gone out of the house. No one now robs flat screen television. No one now robs a big fridge. Those days are gone because they're cheap.
Yeah.
So no, car in the drive, clean area, have neighbours talking to one another, get bins in and out and we will mitigate your area.
Peter Murray, Director at the Security Institute of Ireland, thank you very much for bringing us once again into the mind of the burglar.